than earlier. It was 185.
Let me get things set up here.
Sure.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay. How many numbers, how many calls you get?
185. They came in today. Kind of by way of comparison, we did get 166 calls from people saying that there should be no more cuts to the mental health program. So this is certainly a time of year as the governor considers to veto or sign bills, and it kind of coincides with the matters of capital punishment that it can generate a lot of phone traffic into the governor's office.
Scott, does that single lady sitting there at the switchboard in the outer office field all these calls?
She does. There are so it does keep the switchboard busy. We do have people who work in our constituent services office as well too, that sometimes calls are routed to them, but you know, a lot of the calls we got, particularly like with Reggie Clemens, they may be very short in nature, that people are just expressing their opinion, but and then, you know, leaving it at that.
No way to tell if these are some calls made by the same people.
There isn't. I mean, certainly we take it at face value that they're calls from different constituents, but some people may call repeatedly on the same issue or on different issues.
So what happens to these calls? Do they make a chart and give them to the governor, or what happens?
We do log in calls that we get so we can keep track on issues and what type of calls are coming in from people, not only from Missouri, but obviously people from across the country and even different parts of the world contact the office through the phone and certainly these days through email as well, too.
Have you gotten email messages in addition to the calls?
We have gotten several emails. We've gotten probably several hundred emails in the course of the last few days about Reginald Clemens. A lot of them do appear to be kind of a form email that has been that's been generated, and certainly we record those and that information. You know, that information is used then to kind of look at what issues are out there and what issues people are expressing themselves on.